Stranded passengers heave a sigh of relief. Air India resumes its flights to London. Stranded passengers heaved a sigh of relief on Wednesday when national air carrier Air India resumed its flight to London, a week after volcanic eruptions in Iceland forced cancellation of flights. It may be recalled that consequent to the cloud of ash over a major part of northern Europe due to volcanic eruptions in Iceland, air operations in the continent had come to a standstill for nearly 5 days at a stretch.
From today, there has been considerable improvement. European airspace has been opened up selectively, and flights have commenced from Frankfurt, Paris, and London. We had our aircraft stranded in Frankfurt over the last 5 days, which has just arrived a short while back to India. The flights from London are also going to commence from the aircraft stranded there. Return flights for people stranded will also commence. Over and above that, we are starting extra section flights to London, both from here and from Toronto, to bring the reverse flow of passengers back to India.
According to Indian Civil Aviation Ministry officials, Air India and Jet Airways have little less than 5,000 passengers bound for America and Europe stranded in India, while 2,000 passengers bound for India are stranded overseas. It is presumed that it will take 2 to 3 days to clear the backlog, depending on the condition of airspace.
The sky conditions over Europe continue to improve. I would think that by next Monday or next Tuesday, we should have the situation back to normal, in which normal flights are functioning with their normal loads. And we expect to clear them. But if there are holdups at the airports, if there are closures, then to that extent, our effort gets diminished.
However, with an aim to reduce the number of stranded passengers, the Indian government had advised the intending passengers to avoid or postpone their travel plans unless it is of an emergency nature. Purnima Vidivya for NI.